In this bulletin, Donald Trump changes his story on Russian meddling. The United Nations alarmed over the separation of a Tamil asylum seeker from his family in Australia, and praise for Tim Cahill as he ends his international football career. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. President Donald Trump says he now accepts the conclusion from US intelligence agencies that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Mr. Trump says he misspoke at a joint news conference with Vladimir Putin when he said he could not see why Russia would meddle. That view went against the conclusions of his own intelligence agencies. But now he says he meant to say he saw no reason why it was not Russia that meddled.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
The United Nations says it's alarmed by the decision by the Australian government to indefinitely separate the family of a recognised refugee. A 30-year-old Tamil asylum seeker was deported last night, leaving behind his Sri Lankan wife and 11-month-old daughter, who've both been granted asylum in Australia. Andrei Misicic from the UN Refugee Agency has urged the federal government to allow families to stay together.
Current legislation prevents the Sri Lankan mother, in this case, from ever sponsoring her spouse to join her and their child in Australia. The husband and father is likewise prevented from ever obtaining even a short-term visa to visit his family. Sadly, the family members expect to be kept apart indefinitely. We are urging the government of Australia to uphold the fundamental principle of family unity and allow family members to be together.
Former US President Barack Obama has delivered a compelling speech in South Africa to mark the 100th anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela. He addressed 15,000 people at the Nelson Mandela Annual Lecture in Johannesburg, in which he urged young people to fight to defend democracy, human rights and peace. The former US president praised Mandela for not only bringing about political change, but for championing social and economic equality too.
But through his sacrifice and unwavering leadership, and perhaps most of all, through his moral example, Mandela and the movement he led would come to signify something larger. He came to embody the universal aspirations of dispossessed people all around the world.
The European Union has signed a landmark trade deal with Japan in a move which will eliminate the majority of tariffs between the two nations. The pact runs counter to President Donald Trump's moves to increase tariffs on imports for many US trading partners. European Council President Donald Tusk has praised the trade deal, saying it sends a clear message against protectionism.
Politically, it's a light in the increasing darkness of international politics. We are sending a clear message that you can count on us. We are predictable, both Japan and the EU. Predictable, responsible, and will continue defending a world order based on rules, on freedom, on transparency and common sense.
A new species of venomous snake has been discovered in Queensland. The snake, part of the Bandy Bandy species, was uncovered near Rio Tinto's bauxite mine on the Cape York Peninsula. But scientists fear they may already be at risk of extinction because they may only be living in the mining area. The new snake species is about 30 to 40 centimetres long and features thin white bands and fatter black bands along its body. Former Socceroos captain Paul Wade has praised Tim Cahill for his contribution to the national team. Cale announced his retirement from international football after 107 games and 50 goals with the Socceroos. Wade says the 38-year-old leaves a legacy which will inspire future generations of young players. Well, now today's weather. Perth showers and 19. Adelaide, mostly sunny, a top of 17 degrees. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, showers developing and a windy day, 14. Canberra, morning frost, then mostly sunny, 13 degrees. Wollongong, sunny, 18. Sydney, sunny and 20. Newcastle, a sunny day and 20. Brisbane, sunny, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.